You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
What you are about to hear is real. The prophets wrote of a time when the signs of the end would be seen. This is where Bible prophecy and current events collide. This is Unsealed.
Hey friends, welcome back to Unsealed, the official podcast of Wings of the Eagle. I'm your friend, Christopher Manti. I hope to be your friend. Hopefully you don't hate me, but that's okay. God loves you just the same, and Jesus died for your sins just the same and rose from the dead just the same. And so if you like this podcast and you like this ministry, we need your help to continue. Please give what you can today, right now, at wingsoftheeagle.com/donate. But we endeavor to always be interesting and poignant and, of course, unafraid and that stuff to talk about whatever. So please feel free if you're watching live on YouTube or on X or Instagram, etc. Please feel free to chime in and ask any question, to make a comment, or express a concern, etc. At any point here during the podcast. What I thought would be interesting is something that I've been mulling around for months in terms of this UAP situation. I like to read a lot on subjects that I need to catch up on. And there's a lot of material out there in this subject. Good things. There's a lot of bad stuff too. I mean, like worthless, unsourced, you know, made up things, but then there's also some good things. I should just put a book recommended reading list up here for anyone who's interested in these things, but by the way, I do recommend Flee to the Mountains, authored by yours truly now 5 years ago almost. It's all about what Jesus really meant by that phrase and what we are expected to do in the last years of the age, especially as it relates to the Jewish people, the nation of Israel. So go get it now. You can register for the course. It's an online course, self-paced. Take it as you will on demand, and you get the book for free. So if you want to do that, just go to fleetothemountains.com. Thank you very much. Okay. Shalom from Quetta, Pakistan, near Afghanistan border. Wow. Hello, Laris. That is quite the hot spot, isn't it? Those two nations, boy. Well, thank you for joining. Praise God. And that's just an example of how the power of this medium. Bondservant totally recommends Flee to the Mountains. Thank you for that. Anyway, so what I wanted to talk about today is, like I was trying to say, you know, reading a lot on these topics and books, obviously, is what I'm talking about, articles, and then also following the thought, you know, the influencers, the thought leaders, the folks who are writing the books or who are going through things, or the government officials who are involved in this, and or ex officials and whatnot. And so I try to follow along with what their takes and views are. And a lot of the quote-unquote UFO community are pagans or agnostics or New Agers, however you want to call it or however they call themselves. They're not Christians. And mostly, not everyone. There are definitely are exceptions. But it seems like if you're a Bible-believing Christian, you are just not supposed to believe in UFOs, but even if you do think it's real, you are supposed to say they're demons or evil in some way. And so, depending on which side of the fence you're on, you're usually a non-Christian UFO, you know, enthusiast will say there's some type of alien life from another planet. That's just the way it's almost like a fantasy. It's like they want it to be true. And so much so that there are, you know, oh yeah, I know this and I know that, and they're from this location, and there's this many species, and there's different species visiting us, and they're trying to save our planet, or they're trying to stop us from destroying each other, or whatever. You know, that's kind of how it goes. A lot of the times, again, there's exceptions. But that's kind of that side of it. And that's why the ridicule is easy. Right? Even when somebody serious starts to talk about this, oh, aliens, ha, 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 ha. And even the, you know, the famous smart people like Neil deGrasse Tyson or whatever, they always knock it down by saying, oh, aliens, laugh, laugh, laugh. Well, if they were really, you know, visiting us, there'd be a lot more evidence or, you know, something more concrete and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Fine. Fair enough. But I'm in the learning mode here. Okay. And the other side of it, as a Christian, as a pastor, I know people come to me and say, yeah, I've, you know, I want more too, by the way. Hey, I've had this experience or whatever. I saw this thing when I was, you know, in the past, or I have something I can't explain. And it's just like these other guys are saying, you know, it's just like what these pagans are saying. So there's something to it. And so I want us to engage in a little mental exercise of thought, okay, and investigation or a logic exercise in that. Let's say the premise is that the UAP UFO phenomenon, quote unquote, is real. Let's say it is real. In other words, it's not human beings doing it. It's not made up. It's not swamp gas. It's not smudges on lenses. It's not balloons. Not to say everything you hear claimed is true, but some of it is. Let's say, just say, I see T-Rex's comment there. focus. So let's say it's real. And let's say non-human intelligence, which is the fancy, you know, the word of the day, the acronym of the day, NHI. Let's say that's also true. Okay. It's not secret government projects, at least not all of it. It's not, can't be explained away. It's not prosaic, meaning normal earthly explanations or, you know, human explanations or, you know, modern technology, human explanations. It's something else. Okay. Well, let's just say that, okay? Whether you believe it or not, just say, for instance, that yes, some of these things are real and unknown, that we're just going to take it for what it's worth. Yeah, we don't know what it is. No one in America, for example, let's say, knows what they are, no matter what kind of clearances you have or what type of security or whatever else. They really are not your stuff, and you don't know what they are. Okay, they're real. And let's say some other intelligence is behind it, whether that means pilots in craft like we usually are imagining or hear about, or like a drone operator, right? Or, you know, a guy sitting in a building with like a video game joystick, you know, or controller flying things around the air or space or water or over your farm or your city, whatever. So whether they're drones or actually occupied by something, let's say that's real. And let's kill the assumptions that I just mentioned. Let's take the possibility that it is neither alien or demons. I want to hear, If we take those conditions, tell me, write it right now in the comments, what it could be. I kind of have fun, like, figuring it through that, like, okay, well, then what does that eliminate from the list, basically, right? You make a big old list of possibilities. What do they call that? There's some kind of name for that. Matrix, probability matrix or something. Anyway, so you just cross out what's, let's say we know is wrong. or you take a supposition. Again, you're not saying it's a stone cold fact. You say, okay, let's say condition A, B, and C are true. And if that's true, we can eliminate these answers. And then also we know, okay, then we know it's not alien. Then it's, if we say that, if it's not alien from another planet and it's not demonic. And by demonic, I mean the liberal definition, not my strict one, which I always try to be a jerk and correct people on. Demonic meaning any satanic, you know, demonic principalities, any type of evil, you know, evil force, evil, say, spiritual being, angel, principality, demon, whatever, all that's together. Okay. Any of that. I'm saying it's not any of that. Let's say it's not any of that. And it's not aliens from another planet. What could it be? And it seems to be technology of some kind, right? It's actual physical things. It seems like. And there's definitely claims that if there are craft or whatever in human possession, that it definitely, at some level, is a physical thing. So it's not a hologram. It's not a something you're tricked by. It's actual stuff. All right, so... But it's not aliens or demons. What is it? Liverwurst? No, that's not it. Well, first of all, praise God, Anchor Down finally got my book last night. Amazon, Wild Ride with Amazon. Well, all right. Laris says he's serving the Lord in a Muslim community in Pakistan, Iran, Afghanistan. Well, praise God for sure. That's legit. That's a believer right there. That's what you call him. And after apologizing for disrupting me, T-Rex says, current hot theory is, quote-unquote, interdimensional beings. Several implications there. That's true. If that is the real answer, then there are several implications there. Or possibilities, right. Tim. Hey, Tim. Hybrid. What does that mean? Hybrid what? Explain yourself. Tiki, what's up, brother? What day is today? Thursday? I forget what you coined something for this. I'm sorry, I forget for Thursdays. Tiki says, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. The Arthur C. Clarke, I think that's accurate as far as who said it. Maybe it's wrong. I don't know. But yeah, that's a yes, I concur with that. But what does it mean? All right, it's not humans, right? These are the assumptions. It's real. It's not humans doing it. You know, not today's humans. And it's not aliens and it's not demons. What do we have left? Trudy Cross on YouTube. Hey, Trudy. I agree, lots of evidence of unknown phenomenon by many credible witnesses. Number one, whistleblower says they are from another realm, not another planet. Who are you referring to? When it says number one whistleblower, are you talking about Grush? Because I don't think anyone actually qualifies as a whistleblower that has come out yet besides him. And I mean, I know Chris Mellon, I know Lou Elizondo, I know these guy, but they're not whistleblowers. They left the government. And he didn't really say what it was. He just put that out as a possible explanation. There you go. Theoretical Thursday. I like that. I'll take that. By the way, it is Thursday, January 25th, 2024. T-Rex brings up one of the possibilities. Okay. And this is true. This is one of them. Us from the future. So imagine when I, that's why I made it a point to say not humans from today. So one of the possibilities is, as weird as you might think it is, at some point in the, let's say the near future to us, let's say 5 years from now or whatever, AI or some technology advances to the point where we can travel through time. We can manipulate space time, and we're really not, maybe we don't go to other planets or galaxies at all with that technology. We just can, we just go back to our own past. And we don't want to be seen somehow. Like, that's the mission. We can't, for whatever reason, we just decided to go back there, and maybe we want to stop some event. Maybe we want to maybe just learn more about who knows what. So that would be one of the possibilities. Yes. Human beings, ourselves travel through time. And that's us. And though, if that's possible, now when we say Trudy says interdimensional beings. Yeah. So, but what does that mean? Does that mean these beings are not human and they inhabit a smaller dimension? You know, like right next to me, like they're here right now. That's what it would mean. Or are you talking about like, like the way they've traveled would be interdimensionally to get from point A to point B, like a wormhole, right? That's slightly different. Anyway, Tiki, behave yourself, brother. Give me your opinion then. Don't laugh at stuff. Tell me what it is. If it's not, even, I don't care if we believe it or not. I'm just saying, put it out there, right? You exercise our brains. Don't settle on what you think you know. Say, I have no idea. And if it is this, then what could the possibilities be? He says the problem with time travel is you have to know exactly where the Earth was at a given point in past time, or you'll wind up 10 miles under the crust or thousands of miles in space. I guess that's true, but why couldn't we know where the Earth is at a given time? I don't know. Seems like that's not a huge problem. If you had the technology to do it. Right. All right. So not aliens or not. Okay. So here's my general list. Well, what if it's AI? Hi, Lucy. AI can conquer the universe. Hey, hang on here. T-Rex, the only thing about time travel theory that stops me, why would a time traveling craft need to be so aerodynamic? So capable of traveling extremely far distances. Maybe there's a, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's a reason for it to, because it's really hot in there. Or some other, you know, pressure or temperature or something that would necessitate a design or a metallic, whatever that stuff is, material to resist that pressure or to go through the hole. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Some of them look very aerodynamic for sure, right? But some things we're seeing now are not. So let me hear. So what could it be? What else? What else? Not aliens, not demons. And it's not us. Come on, guys. let's go. AI. Okay. So let's say at some point, well, we've got the AI functioning pretty good now, and it's probably an exponential growth thing, like everything else in technology, right? And particularly with that, you know, you're creating an artificial brain, basically, and if it starts to understand and have some type, you would say consciousness, just some type of self-awareness, okay? Just not to be all sci-fi on us here, but if it becomes aware of it, you know, to start to think versus just answering questions, then yeah, it could be its own thing, and maybe that's what it is. Maybe it advances its understanding of the universe or technology and somehow builds its own stuff. And that's what it is. So, okay, fine. I'll bite on my own question. As far as I could tell, out of all the universe of possibilities, and I'm serious, guys. Think this through, because we might have to deal with option C here. What you would call proto terrestrials, or what the heck is the term? I read a book recently called this. What the heck? My brain is gone. Anyway, it would be not humans, but they live here too. They're not from anywhere else. I gotta find the name of it now. Somebody help me out. I know somebody remembers. Anyways, well, I'll figure it out. Yeah, so basically these, it's another form of life, and they're not humans, particularly. And they exist somewhere where we just don't know where they are. They still exist, and they use this tech that they've invented at some point, for who knows what. They would have to live somewhere where we wouldn't know them, or maybe they disguise themselves to look like us. Maybe they do look like us, very, very similar, perhaps. Then they would have to live maybe underground, maybe under the ocean, maybe on the moon. Okay, not kidding. Like, those are the possibilities, okay? Crypto-terrestrials. Okay. So not extra, but just older things. All right? Well, could you, as a Christian, could you harmonize that with the scriptures? It'd be tough. But again, it's like, okay, Tiki's being a wise butt again. What? Okay, but I'm not saying, not Nephilim, not the giants. You said they wiped them out in the flood. What if the flood wasn't worldwide? And what if we're not talking about the giants, or we're talking about something else? Before Adam, perhaps. They're here, but they're an artificial creation of somebody, of something, maybe by demons. All right, but it's still not a spiritual thing. It's a physical thing. They just are what they are. Just saying, these are possibilities. Okay. Right. So we've got high technology like AI, basically building stuff on their own and flying them around. A terrestrial race of beings that, while not quite human, are not from another planet. But they use this tech for whatever. Time traveling humans, right? We ourselves, this is just us. We're coming back to do whatever. So that would be another possibility. Then it can get weirder, you know, from there. Again, okay, if we're saying strictly that it's not demonic and it's, you know, not spiritual beings and it's not humans, it's not aliens or not current humans. To me, there's one other possibility. And we'll see. I'm going to interact with the folks who are asking or saying things now. Bond Servant says, you pointed out the Ezekiel vehicle, for example, very Enochian. In other words, you can look in the Bible and see there's some kind of unusual, non-human transportation system that even God uses. So it wouldn't be too weird that these things would exist and not be human or demonic or alien. Also, if you consider what the sons of God taught mankind, maybe we're seeing a resurgence. I'm inclined to the breach idea. That's kind of where I was going with this final that I could see anyway, possibility. Hang on, let me catch up here. Bronald the Mothman. That's an interesting story. If you don't know what that is, there's a book and a movie called The Mothman Prophecies. It's weird. That's only one of them, though, right? Like, it's not like a race of things. Anyways, crypto thing I was referring to about the lizard people that live underground, apparently. I mean, it might be something like that. I don't know why it would have to be a lizard, but I don't know. Maybe if it's just a normal person, take a normal human at some point in 4,000 years ago or whatever, let's say Noah's flood, and you retreated to underground or, you know, undersea somehow, you figured out how to live there and avoid the flood. And if you never came up for sunlight, or to, you know, your diet would totally change probably. What would you look like after thousands of years? You might look, even if you're a person, even if you're a human being, you might look really different. Right? Am I off on that? Some scientists come correct me. If you're down in a, I don't know, if you live in a subterranean world for thousands of years, just a regular person, would my great 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 grandchildren look any different than me? I would assume at least your color would go, right? You would be very pale. Probably very not okay with cold, I'm guessing. Maybe your skin would be just not very useful. Maybe you lose all your hair. I mean, I don't know. So anyway, that what I was gonna suggest as the as another possibility. Is that again, just trying to keep it in the realm of scripture, and frankly, I don't know what else it could, what other ideas there could be, but I want to hear them if you have them. Right, not aliens from another planet, not demons. Well, it could be holy, it could be holy angels. Okay, I'm trying to eliminate that too. Right, like good guys, right? Like good spirits, ones who didn't haven't rebelled against God. Maybe that's how they get around. Oh, that's possible. So let's say, based on what a couple people have mentioned, yes, we know from the book of Genesis and Enoch, if you want to throw that in there, that there was a time on the earth where obviously there was fallen angels came and made giants, Nephilim were around, and they taught people all kinds of stuff, if we're combining Genesis and Enoch. And they there was a couple hundred of them, and they produced a bunch of offspring, physical things, human-like, only much bigger and stronger, probably smarter. But anyways, so the angels themselves, and then through these giants or whatever, would be teaching humankind different knowledge that they didn't have, kind of advancing their technology, if you will, right? Their knowledge of this, how to make things, how to fight wars, how to make jewelry, right? All these things, how to, the secrets of the stars, the sun, the moon, the sky, crops, right? It sounds kind of innocuous, but take it another way, it could be not so innocuous, like the secrets that they would be told about from their, you know, grandpas who were, you know, their dads who were actually angels. So what if, and first of all, we know from the scripture that it says the Nephilim, the giants, were on earth in those days and also afterwards. So there were some kind of giant Nephilim things there after the flood. Anakim, right? The what the Israelites saw when they tried to get to the promised land, right? They saw giants. And, you know, God is very interested in not having those around. And if you believe Enoch, actually, when those giants were killed, and they could be, their spirits didn't go to heaven. And they didn't do what the normal person does. God wouldn't accept it. So they became demons. That's what a demon is. Anyway, and they're bound to the earth or under the earth, like Sheol, or actually wandering, like Jesus said, wandering around dry places seeking to get relief. So, you know, to inhabit a person was is probably their top goal as a disembodied former thing. Anyways, that's one explanation for demons. But let's say they're all gone now. Let's say there are no giants left. But the knowledge that they passed down, they said they taught mankind these things. They actually taught them things that were like radical and revolutionary, like they would never know otherwise. And then so we have the flood in Genesis, you know, 6 and 7, 8, 9, 10. By Genesis 10, you have the nations being separated out because the Tower of Babel thing happened. And that was where all the Noah's descendants got together, moved to the same location, basically in Iraq, right? And said, we're going to build this thing, this tower, to reach up into heaven. And then we can't be denied. God says they won't be denied anything they try. Now that's, how is that possible? Like, to me, that's saying there's something else about the tower that was going on. Like it wasn't just some normal ziggurat, a building. So what? Why does that give them knowledge? Why would they? Why would that not be able to deny them anything they wanted? Like, why couldn't God stop them if they did that? If they succeeded? So what if those you saw then? So apparently the Tower of Babel, what I'm saying is that even that attempt was possibly, maybe even probably, because of the fallen angels and the Nephilim passing this advanced knowledge of technology, if you will, to regular old humans. And so they passed the secrets down a couple generations, and now here they are after the gathering in Babel and trying to build something that would accomplish this great, you know, rebellion against God. Maybe to themselves be worshipped as gods or whatever, doing whatever they wanted. Like, just to be rebels and not serve God at all, but to be their own gods and stuff. That's satanic, obviously. That's the serpent. But what if that's the higher, you know, knowledge that got taught to them? That's how they were building it. And so apparently God saw fit to step in because it was dangerous. It was not going to be cool if they succeeded. So we know what happened. He confused the languages. They couldn't speak to each other and finish the project. What if either they or people who came after them figured it out? Whatever that goal was, and that machine or that tower or whatever that was going to be used for, somehow they figured it out or succeeded, or at least succeeded in this high understanding of the universe, like how the world works, which is exactly what Enoch was saying. It was teaching them how the world and the universe operates, the laws of this and that, the laws of the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the how to grow things and how to look a certain way and how to fight and make weapons and make metal things. That was one of the instructions, or that was one of the teachings of the fallen ones. So again, it wouldn't be them. It wouldn't be a fallen angel flying around. It would actually be, in that scenario, it would be a human creation, based on this, you know, knowledge from the beginning of the flood era. And maybe those actual people back in the Tower of Babel days or soon after or somewhere around there, maybe they figured it out and they left like Enoch did, right? They just kind of left this world maybe they built something like a tower or like a vehicle or something or a time traveling interdimensional portal, whatever. Maybe they built it. And maybe a certain amount, not all humanity, but let's say a couple, I don't know, dozen, a couple hundred, a couple thousand, were figured it out, and they zipped off into this other realm. And they figured out how to live there. And since they could figure out how to come and go into this other realm, that either their descendants today, let's say, I'm not saying I know how well those would work, but let's say their descendants today, or maybe it's still them, because maybe they figured out how to not age, or maybe they've in this other realm that you don't age, or time is totally different, so you don't die, which would be very consistent with dark things, right? Anyways, so maybe they figured out how to not die in there, and it's actually them, the same people, or, you know, maybe one their kids or something, from Noah's time, let's say, who are still here now. And they figured out how to traverse these places, and they figured out how to do this interdimensional travel, and they figured out how to make vehicles to do it. Maybe they are zipping around the stars also, but they really don't maybe care about that because this is where it's at. Maybe they don't have knowledge about any other planet or system, but they got taught about this one. I don't know. Obviously, this is speculation. Obviously. This is what I'm... That's right. Tiki's quoting what I'm talking about. The people, they all have one language. This is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing will they will purpose to do will be impossible for them. That's a huge statement from God, right? Agreed? Like, wow, that's... That's way more than, well, they're going to be able to all communicate at once. So what? You know, like, I don't see the problem with that exactly. But it says they'll be able to do stuff that no one, unstoppable, whatever they purpose to do will be impossible. That's kind of echoes what Jesus says, right? Nothing should be impossible for him who believes. So there's some kind of next, like next level ability. Or understanding, like we get it through faith in the Son of God, but they're trying to leapfrog. Potentially, hypothetically, they would be trying to leapfrog that requirement to not believe in the Son of God, to have no faith, but through knowledge, Gnosticism, if you would, through knowledge to gain access to these secrets, to do anything I want. So why can't that, is that possible? Am I insane? Right? Isn't it possible that if we do believe the scriptures and there was a group of, you know, giant, maybe intellectual giants and fallen angels themselves actually communicating with humanity, that's what it says, before the angels were locked up in Tartarus or, you know, Sheol or the Abyss, however, only to be released, you know, or judged at the time of the end. So there before that happened, they were communicating. They were rebelling. They were on the earth when they shouldn't have been and talking to people like when they shouldn't have been. Like that's leaving their first estate, like Jude or Peter would say. And then here's the kicker with this. If you think this is maybe possible, check out Jude and 2 Peter from the point of view of what we're just saying. Like, what if there were actually people, just humans, but they had this super, you know, arrogant knowledge that they could do whatever they wanted? And like this stuff we're seeing today, like UFOs, like interdimensional travel, like whatever. And maybe that's them right now. Kind of crazy. But maybe that's those actual same people or their descendants. Maybe they, you know, you multiply and have babies the normal way out in alternate dimension world. But it's those people. What if that's what we're seeing? And what if that's what we would be shooting at and recovering and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so yeah, if you're a Christian, or if you're not, read the Bible. Okay. You'll be surprised what happens. But anyway, yeah, if you look at Jude and Peter in that, light or from that point of view is this possible? Like you have this super arrogant ancient people group that wants to influence you somehow, or, you know, come into the world, or maybe mess the church up or right, mess God's plan up somehow because they want to be worshipped or they want this or that. So it's not demons. In that case, it wouldn't be demons, wouldn't be angels, wouldn't be us today, and it's not aliens. But we're talking about high tech and high understanding, and, you know, nothing is impossible for you, where these things, they're doing impossible things, but maybe they figured that all out. in like a separate track of history, but they're just people. All right. To me, that's the crazy intriguing. You could put it in the Bible stuff. Anyway, read Jude and 2 Peter in that light, and now maybe something will jump out at you. Anyway. Let's see here. It took 60 years to go from riding horses to landing on the moon. Yeah, that's right. That's the exponentiality of knowledge, and especially when you get into using other materials for technology to assist in your efforts. Right, Ronald. Hey, Ronald. That so-called knowledge is embraced by secret societies. They advertise it. Right, the secret knowledge and so forth. But what my scenario is these people are not on the Earth right now. I mean, they're not among our society at all. Maybe they're trying to, you know, that's what we're seeing with secret societies or you know, pagan, like witchcraft and that kind of the secret knowledge groups, you know, the New Agers. Maybe they're either getting communicated with by these other people, or maybe they're wannabes. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we heard this is true and I'm going to try to get it myself, but they never actually get anywhere. Okay. Ronald also says the image of the beast will want to be worshipped in the rebuilt temple. That's, I think, true. I mean, you could say that. We have a rebuilt temple coming. Yes, we have the image of the beast somewhere. It doesn't say that it's in the temple. It says the abomination that causes desolation is placed on the wing of the temple or the corner or the right. So maybe, but I couldn't say that for sure. Tubal Cain. Yeah. Okay. That's one of the Cain's descendants. Evil beings having babies with humans and teaching them makeup skills, which is one of the things they got taught, right? How to beautify your eyelids and whatever. Sounds weirder than interdimensional travel, yet we believe that. About the makeup skills thing. I mean, that is what it says. Tower of Babel equals wormhole. I'm thinking it might be. I mean, you know, just in a elementary understanding of a, you know, call it a portal or whatever, to figure out how to unlock that capability is potentially what the tower was. It seems to be much more serious for sure than a building. And or a building to do something, because we've got buildings all over the place. We've got ziggurats, we've got pyramids. God doesn't care about those. So it's something to do with that structure, or what the structure would be built for or to house, that it was the problem. All the knowledge since the Garden of Eden is bad. I don't know about that. All the earth is full with the knowledge of God. Maybe the false prophet is one of those beings just thinking, yeah, right. Okay. All right. I feel you there. I feel you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. right? Because he's definitely, that character is certainly, seems very different. He seems, we're not told a heck of a lot about him in the scriptures other than he could do miracles somehow. And we just assume that, like, the devil is possessing him or something. I don't know, but because it doesn't say any of that. So maybe there's some kind of, you know, leadership. And maybe this is what the unlocking of the pit in Revelation 9, you know, the fifth trumpet is about. Maybe it's like the sixth trumpet when the Euphrates is dried up and all of a sudden there's 200 million horsemen. It's weird. Like, I just taught this last night in my local church. It's every time I read it, it's still weird. Like, it seems like there's a part missing or something. Like, it says, release the four angels bound in the river Euphrates. Okay, that's easy enough. Four angels. And then when that happens, all of a sudden there's 200 million horsemen. How do we go from four angels to 200 million horsemen? How are they connected? Like, what? How do we get from there to there? They seem totally disconnected. Anyways, so what if we're looking at that, right? As far as where these, whatever these are, come from. Maybe they're, it just says they have riders and they look like weird horses with different heads and breathing fire and having snakes for tails, and doesn't seem like anything's normal about them. But they just show up and attack, or, you know, kill a third of mankind. So stop itching ears and you'll be, get out of here, Ronald. Give me a break, dude. I'm sorry. No, get out. That's not nice. Come on. That's an accusation. Itching ears. Undo that. What? I'm not telling people what they want to hear. I have no idea what they want to hear. If anything, they want to hear that it's all demons. That's the typical Christian audience wants to hear that. So if I was itching ears, I would say it's all demons and get my views and my likes and my contributions way up. But I don't care about that. So false signs and lying wonders is what we must guard against. Well, hang on. Jesus says, take heed that no man deceives you. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. The final Antichrist, false prophet, whatever, comes with false signs and lying wonders. Okay, so that's not exactly the same thing. So don't be a debunker if these things are not fake. And they're not lying. And they're not wonders. They're just technology. For instance, I'm just putting it out there. Don't assume that they are false or lying. They are what they are. That's, you know, we cannot slide into arrogance there. In some bondservant says, in some past cultures, we see paintings, drawings of what looks like aliens and crafts or different looking things. Yeah, taller stuff. Yeah, for sure. And things flying in the air. Yes, that's true. Also, the Hopi have a tradition of something like supernatural invasion or entrance to our dimension. I mean, there's definitely, you know, native cultures with, you know, cave art and things depicting this kind of stuff. It's true. And some of them talk about portals and, you know, interdimensional traveling, and this is how things appear and disappear in the sky. And obviously this is well before modern man, any technology. And they were describing such things. So yeah, I mean, that's evidence that you have to process. David, hey David. Okay. Are you a Christian, David? I'm glad I think it's entertaining to you, but we're really trying to be, you know, think through it for real and participate. I'm sure the truth is light years trippier than my reality, whatever. Well, man, Pink Floyd is not, you know, don't worry about that. That's okay. You can come to Jesus. He'll teach you more truth than you can handle. That's the awesome thing, because he is the truth. He says, I am the truth. The truth is a man. A Jewish man who died for your sins, because you sinned, he died, and he rose from the dead. That's reality. Like, if it's kind of like what we're doing here now. If you accept that, you must accept other things that have to be true and other things that have to be wrong. So anyway, I hope it has been some type of exercise or catharsis that was maybe helpful or fun, or lead you into the scriptures, which would be the best result, because that's what we're after all, the family of God, to increase the gospel, to go out. And yes, Christians can talk about this stuff and not be made fun of and not be debunking everything and accepting that some things are beyond our understanding right now. And that's okay. But then also to use our brains. Okay. God gave us brains to figure things out sometimes, and that, yeah, he did write things for a reason. And, let's seek what he wants, what he would do with that, what he wants us to do with it. And again, you know, I just wanted to leave you with this. Okay. Sorry, Dave. All right. You're good. We are all a little off sometimes, for sure. But this stuff it's wild. But I'll leave you with this again, another what if, you know, scenario. No, not ear tickling. Good. Well, you do fit in here. David, I want to encourage you to get the End Time app, endtime.app. Just type that into your phone or your tablet. It'll bring you right to the app store. It's totally free. Your total weirdos will be gathering at the End Time Church app every day. So go interact with us there. So final thought is, it's possible that some of the things that we are looking to witness in these days that are coming, including the Iranian invasion of the Middle East, including these crazy things like Revelation 9, like I said earlier, including even how possibly that the only place in the Middle East safe from the Antichrist will be this little strip of land in Jordan and Saudi Arabia. Maybe for all those things to actually come to fruition, there needs to be some type of super advancement or super advanced technology that would appear supernatural in a way, or would allow things that we can only dream about right now, for good or bad, right? Like the Iranian bear, you know, the Persians coming out in the Daniel 8 scenario. It says they have a weapon that can't be stopped. And something's going to happen where no one's going to, it says no one can resist them. Well, they're not the superpower on the earth. Like, how is that possible? To me, it means there's something else. There's something missing. There's some other weapon out there that no one else has that they're going to have. That's probably what it means. As an American, I thought we had all the good stuff. All the evil stuff, all the killing stuff, or the Russians. One of us would probably have everything, right? But apparently not. So maybe that super weapon or this technology can be used either for good or evil. Like every technology, like your phone, like the internet, like a gun, right? Like a car, like an airplane. You can use it for good or bad. Depends on the driver. Depends on the one using it. Depends on the purpose behind it. So it's possible what we're seeing with this UFO UAP thing is not aliens at all. And that it's really not humans. But yet it'll be part of this scenario and not necessarily to deceive, but maybe even for God's people to use. So think about that. We love you very much. This has been the Unsealed Podcast, the official podcast of Wings of the Eagle. If this ministry blesses you, if this podcast blesses you, we need you to help us. Not a joke. There is no help. Just our viewers and listeners. WingsOfTheEagle.com/donate. Please do that. If you're interested in the book I wrote called Flee to the Mountains, it's all about this end time stuff. If you register for the course at fleetofthemountains.com, you get the book for free in any format you want. Just let me know. And we'll see you next time, Lord willing, here on the podcast we call Unsealed.